Hallelujah. Good morning. As we have a brief word this morning, we're going to look at Psalm 24. Psalm 24. And reading from the New International Version, Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters." Psalm 24, verse 3, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hand and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior." Then in Psalm 15 we read, Psalm 15, "Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill?" Verse 2, "He whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury," which is excessive interest, "and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken."
Hallelujah.
My topic this morning is white lies. White lies. I was reminded of this. I had an employee that worked for me at one point, and she was very eager and very seeking to do the right thing, but in her eagerness, she would be over-eager at times and do things which she thought was right or thought was in my benefit, but she would tell little white lies at times. The phone would ring, I'd be standing right there, and her eagerness to please, "Oh, he's not here right now. Can I do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not here. I'm standing right here. Just tell him I'm busy. So don't lie about it. I'm right here." And for the most part, she was good and this, that, and the other, but I couldn't quite get her to grasp this concept of, no, you need to tell the truth at all times. Keep your oath even when it hurts. And then later on, it's interesting because another situation arose where someone else came into the picture and sold a business to the guy, and then there was an issue which arose, and this person said that such and such happened, and this other person said that such and such happened, and quite frankly, neither one of them always told the truth. So I'm trying to figure out, I don't know which one of you rascals to believe, because, sometimes you tell the truth, sometimes you don't. Which one of those times is it now? And it made me think, this should not be. This should not be. Proverbs 19, verse 5 says, "A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free." Proverbs 19, 22 says, "It's better to be poor than a liar." And then the Bible talks about in several places about this matter. It says it's important to use honest scales and weights. And then it's painting a picture of, obviously, in the marketplace, sometimes when you buy something, you may buy bananas or something by the weight, they put it on a scale and you pay a certain amount based on what it weighs. And sometimes a vendor or merchant would have an inaccurate scale so that it says it weighs a little bit more than it does, or they'll lean on the scale a little bit while they're measuring it. Dishonest, so that they get something which they are not due. And this is interesting that in this concept of honest scales and honest weights is mentioned in several passages in the Old Testament. In Leviticus 19:36, use honest scales and honest weights. Deuteronomy 25:13, do not have two different weights in your bags. Deuteronomy 25:15, Proverbs 11:1, Proverbs 16:11, Proverbs 20:10, Proverbs 20:23, Micah 6:11. Either God has a really bad stutter, or he thinks this is important, this whole matter of honesty and integrity, and this whole matter of lies and not telling lies. And it's interesting, I looked up in the reference, and it turns out there's actually different types of lies. Folks have categorized lies into different types of lies. There's a fabrication, which is a lie told when someone says something which is a statement of truth without even knowing whether it's true or not. They say it's true, but they don't even know. They just fabricate something. There's a bold-faced lie, or lying through your teeth, lying outrageously or brazenly. There's lying by omission. You omit an important fact. There's lying to children, which is a platitude to tell something to children because you are afraid to tell them the truth, like the stork brought you, which is a lie to children. It's not true. There's no such thing as that, as a part of that birth. There's the white lie, which we just mentioned earlier, which is you have the theoretically the benefit of the listener in mind, and you don't want to hurt them, so I'll tell them a little white lie. There's a noble lie, which is you're telling something which is untrue for a higher cause, which is similar to an emergency lie. Something's happening, and you're saying, he went that way, because you're afraid of the consequences. There is a perjury, which is lying under oath in court. There is bluffing, pretending to have a capability which you do not actually possess. There is misleading or dissembling, which is not quite an outright lie, but presenting facts in a way that is literally true, but intentionally misleading. There's an exaggeration. There's something called a jocose lie, which is like jocular. You're like, I was just joking. Well, actually, it wasn't true. You're taking that to the extreme, and you're getting to the place where people aren't believe you. There's a contextual lie, which is something which is kind of true, but you're telling it out of context. There's a promotional lie, which is you're advertising a product and you're saying something, it whitens, it brightens, but it doesn't quite really. There's all these types of lies. Just let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know, don't get into all this. Well, it's just a white lie. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, the prophet Balaam is going on, and one king asked him to do something, but it's against what God asked him to do, and Balaam says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. We should be the same way. And I'm reminded of the evangelist, the prophet Theodore Zeus Geisel, who we know as Dr. Zeus, who had a story called Horton Hatches the Egg. And I won't get into all that story, you've known it, but one of the lines which this elephant says over and over says, I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant faithful 100%. Now that's not Bible, but there's a truth to it. People should be able to listen to what you see and trust in it. And I'm reminded of the story. There was a rich man, a billionaire, who came to town, and he got into this setting with some church folks, and there was a young, attractive church woman there, and the guy was unsaved, but he was smitten with this young, saved young lady. And he went up to her and said, excuse me, miss, I'm so attracted to you, and I wondered, if I gave you $1 million, would you sleep with me? And she was like, how could you such a thing? But as she thought about it, I think what I could do with that $1 million. And she rationalized, and after a period of time, she said, well, the Lord will understand, because I have this need and that need, and a family member, he'll understand. And so she agreed. And then he said, okay, well, thank you. Well, would you do it for $500,000? I said, but they said, well, I can still do this with the fact, and she agreed, and on and on, what'd you do for $100,000? And if I said, what type of person do you think I am? He said, oh, no, we've already established what type of person you are. I'm just trying to figure out what's it going to cost me. And so we need to be the same way. If you're telling a lie, you are a liar. And so whether it's a white lie, a purple lie, an exaggeration lie, whatever it is, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Psalm 37, in closing, mentions an important topic. Sometimes you think, well, I have to lie because all my competitors and my employees, they're lying, and look how they're getting ahead, and they're doing this and that and the other. Psalm 37, verse 1 says, do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong, For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek, but the honest, but those with clean hands, but those with a true heart, they will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Amen. Be blessed. One, two, three.
Amen. Amen.